is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. We've talked about the problems the state retirement groups are having and how they're not being fully funded caused the state's bond rating to suffer. At a Legislative Finance Committee meeting last week in Taos, the issue came up and they heard legislative analysts say the current system is unsustainable. That was followed by the lawmakers saying that some tough decisions will have to be made. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
New Mexico pays out, on average, over $2,000 a month to current retirees, both teachers and other state workers, which makes it one of the best in the country. There are nearly 87,000 retirees now, averaging between 61 and 62 years old. That's part of the problem, since people are living longer. Senator John Arthur Smith's wife is a retired teacher and says she gets correspondence from the retirement fund about how good their investments are. But he says it really is time that folks are told the truth. He says, quote, "I think it's time the beneficiaries become aware that their pension is not in good shape. I think it's time we be very, very candid with people," end quote. Other legislators told the heads of the Educational Retirement Board and the Public Employees Retirement Association to come up with some possible solutions for consideration during the next session in January. Both the head of the PERA and ERB said they would have some proposals ready. More after this. Among the ideas thrown around were cutting the cost of living benefits back, increasing the amount employees pay into the system, overhauling the governing boards, and putting more general fund money into the pots. They are about $12.5 billion short, so those aren't viable solutions in the short term. The unfunded liability is the difference between what they have to pay out now and in the future, and the amount they have on hand now. While the plans are better than most states, employees also pay more into them than other states. Jan Goodwin, executive director of the Educational Retirement Board, said the number of active members in her pension system is declining, even as the number of retirees increases. People are living longer, but the size of the education workforce in New Mexico is not growing. Wayne Probst, head of the PERA, said neither fund can make enough through investments to catch up, so other measures have to be considered. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Making substantive changes to the benefits that will affect the nearly 90,000 current members could be problematic, as would making changes that would affect those nearing retirement. But on the other hand, if the state is to continue to provide benefits at all, something must be done. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.